the baptism of the Holy Ghost, the mystical body of Christ. So I am Catholic. I told you people the other time. I said I am Catholic. I am a winner. Am I not a winner? I am redeemed. I am also chosen. Am I not? I am Baptist. Am I not? I am Sele. Am I not? So you should understand what it means. Praise the Lord. Let's clap our hands for the Lord now. Hallelujah. Please don't forget, from Monday, amen. See, I believe in prosperity. Wait up, brother, before you talk, say why they talk about prosperity when I'm going to the rapture. Where is he? I believe in prosperity. Hallelujah. I believe with the whole of my heart that it is part of our birthright. We must prosper. But church, listen. Everybody cannot be a millionaire. Anybody that teaches you that is wrong. But every Christian must be comfortable. Every Christian must be comfortable. William Branham was comparing himself with Oral Roberts one time. I was reading in one of his sermon books last month or so. And he was telling us, he was saying in the message, he said he noticed that Oral Roberts has so much money. He said that he was wondering why God did not make him as rich as Oral Roberts. He said then he remembered that Oral Roberts is educated. So if he has that money, God gives him that money, that he has the ability to manage the money and use it well for the furtherance of the gospel. But that God knows that he is an illiterate. So he does not need so much money, because if you commit so much money, he doesn't know what he will do with it. So God gives you according to your ability. So some people will be millionaires, and even from this program, God will raise up billionaires in this ministry. Hallelujah. Somebody called me in the evening. He said he was calling from Bielsa. Well, Sandy so excited. He said he's coming to give his testimony. That he was in Lagos here. Even money to buy pure water to drink, he could not afford. He was busy blessing me and blessing me on the phone. So excited. He said he was decided that he was going to China to go and carry cocaine. That is what they were arranging for him. And then somebody said, told him about this church. Come and pray. You get away. You will go. He said when he came here, that the prophet picked him up from the congregation and told him that you're on your way to China. He said, yes. And you are going to carry drug. He said, God is saying you should drop that. That is not the means you will be blessed by. That he, God, will, you know, bless him here in Nigeria. He said, his mind spoiled that day. Well, he believed the prophet. And he was telling me, he said, Pastor, now God has visited me. He said, and I am planning to go to China now. I am going to be an importer. I am on my way to import. He said, he's coming to share the testimony in this church for people to know that when they come here, they should connect. Amen. Here in this ministry, if God makes you locate this ministry, you should thank God for that. Praise the Lord. My brother Isaac, my PA told me you are here. Brother Jerry said you are here. If you are here, wave your hand. Where is he? Brother Isaac, you were here on Tuesday. Praise God. He lives in London, but anytime he's in Nigeria, he always visits us here. And the whole of his village, all the witches there, they are after him. Oh yes, they are after him. Really after him. But why I remember him is that on Tuesday, sir, was it Tuesday or Wednesday? Tuesday? Was it Tuesday you were in my office? Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Tuesday, he attended the program here of our Tuesday program. He only came to the office to greet me. But he was here for the program to tell me he was around. And after he left, of course, he said he knew during the service that something happened to him. When he got home, he said he was lying down there when somebody walked to him. Was it in the spirit or physical? I don't know how you were saying. Was it a vision? Was it a dream? Or how? What was it?
I cannot really explain it.
It was like
a trance.
I would
just see something like a vision and a tall something just came and demanding that what I collected from the church I should give him back.
He said that thing that he collected from the church, that he should bring it. You said he brought a bundle of money to give you. Was it money? What did he gather to give you?
A bundle, a big load of money.
That you should take it,
what they have given me in the church, he wants to collect it.
He wants to collect it. Just for attending our Tuesday Shiloh here. Hallelujah. And if he doesn't give them, they will kill him. He must give him. Praise the Lord. You know what he is trying to collect? Your destiny that has been in their control, God restored it back. They want to collect it back. Hallelujah. Amen. From Monday, 9 a.m. We shall not stay long because it's just prayer, and prophecy. Just to bless you. Hallelujah. Just to bless you. And it is a pure water, 4 days of pure water and padlock. Some people no like them. If you no like them, stay for your house. See, this is a prophetic ministry and we are sure of the grace of God in our lives. God told me some years back, he said, the cripples will walk in your ministry. And he told me it's not physical, not just physical cripples. People whose lives have been crippled, he said, they will rise again. I believe it. Hallelujah. Church, listen. I will never tell you God to say when he didn't say. I will never say it. To gain what? And right here, nobody comes to this ministry, follows what we are saying, do what we tell you to do, and ever remain the same. People's lives change here every day. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. In their prophetic action, all we shall do with the pure water, sachet of pure water, is anyone, just anybody, they cage your life, your destiny, cage in a cage. Was it Tuesday? This same Tuesday? Those of you who came here, we smashed water. We did it Tuesday. And I was ministry, and the Lord told me that he is revealing to somebody the deliverance, you know, what was going to take place. A sister stood up after when I asked who saw it. So many of them, those of you were here on Tuesday. One of them said, suddenly she saw right here in the church, she saw herself inside a Lucozade bottle. Is that sister here today? She's not here today. She saw herself. But who was here? Who had her? Who was it? You are here. Thank you. Where is she? You are the one? Thank you. I just wanted to let them know that I am not telling empty story. She saw herself in a Lucozade bottle. Another woman said she saw, you know, in a graveyard. She suddenly saw herself in a graveyard in their village. And somebody dug something out of the ground and gave her, say, take, they go. So when we talk about prophetic actions that we do, that's why I told you, I said, Everybody here has his own gift. My own, my deliverance. Any demon that tie you, you will be loose this week. This week we are entering. Hallelujah. That water that you will use, water signifies life. So, water, life, is put in a cage and covered. Can that water ever go out? It stays there, limited there. As you smash that water here after prayer, any part of your life, the cage will break to pieces. That cage will break to pieces. That is what that action means. Hallelujah. And the last day, Thursday is the last day, you bring padlock. Any door that they closed against you, any door they closed against you, you will take that and you open it. I gave you my testimony. God's commission upon my life. I told you he gave me a key. I showed you the key. Pastor Thomas, you saw the key. Amen. Hallelujah. I've been telling God since I've been praying towards this program. I said, let him confirm the meaning of that key he was showing me. We will use it and open doors. Any door that has been locked against you will be open. You will enter into your glory in the name of Jesus. Try. We shall not waste your time. By 12:30 we end. If you come late, now you shall be. By 9 we are starting. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. The next Friday night, we shall only dance here when we come. We dance and dance and dance to the shame of the devil. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But please, let's approach it more seriously. Come fasting. Don't break the fast until we dismiss from the program. When you wake up, just be on your way to the church here. Amen. Just inconvenience yourself for those 4 days. We do this program once every year. And I'm telling you, people's lives have been affected. It's an anointing. It's an anointing. It is time for the people to prosper. When we finish the baptism of the Holy Ghost like this, the next program that follows is prosperity. Because it is part of the birthright. Hallelujah. Come with your CVs and wave it in this atmosphere. Come with your business names. Anybody catch your business name anywhere? Wave it in this atmosphere. Come with anything as a point of contact to your business. Whatever it is, come with it. The last day, come with a bottle of anointing oil that you will go home with. And one handkerchief, a white handkerchief. It shall be a mantle. That is a mantle of prosperity. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Are we happy tonight? Are we ready to pray? God answers prayers. Church, the God we serve, he answers prayers. I have seen it. I have confirmed it. Every Friday night we are here. If we don't believe he answers prayer, we will not be here. I used to tell you, I said that once you have received the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you are born again. The next thing that the devil will try to do, since he cannot stop you from going to heaven because you are born again, the next thing is to stop you from enjoying the Christian life, the joy of salvation. And one of the things he will do is to disturb your prayer life, make you to be weak. When the devil wants to cheat you, he will make you look down on prayer, downplay prayer. No. Wake up, pray. And God has given us a place like this. Tuesday we are here. Business breakthrough. People looking for fruit of the womb. On Wednesday we are here. On Thursday, business breakthrough to be anointed for your businesses. And every Friday. Ha! And if you're a member of this church, 10 prayer groups. Every night, 2-3 prayer groups are doing vigils here. Different corners of the church. They are shouting, screaming there. Why will we not prosper? That's why Satan knows the name of this ministry in the kingdom of darkness. I'm telling you. As a one possessed girl, I gave her appointment to come for prayers, for deliverance. The demon was fighting her, was pointing other churches. You can go to this church, you can go, but don't go to that church. Why don't go to that church? Why? He knows. Once he step here, finish. One small girl I did deliverance for, he said the devil tell her, the witches came back, say, don't go to that man again to pray for you. He knows. They know. Praise the Lord. Anybody that is here tonight, the fire we are expecting next week, it will start burning from today. From today. Can you stand up? That fire will start burning from today. Oh God, are we ready? That fire will start burning from today.
Thank you, Jesus.
Lift up your hands before the Lord. Lift up your hands.